what the whole course is about, which really is really goes to the heart of practicing it and living it, is just paying attention to what your ego's up to and being more and more aware of how insidious it is. You know, and so it's so easy to do the right thing. You know, most of us have been brought up to be good boys and girls, and we do the right thing. We want to be good boys and girls with this course and with Jesus and be forgiving without touching the underlying cesspool that's in our minds. You know, and the more you could be aware that it's that underlying guilt and hate that is motivating you, even when you're being so loving and kind and sweet and forgiving, that's what will help you let it go. But it's very difficult. You know, the point that I've been making was that our resistance to just doing the simple thing of deciding for God, the resistance is so enormous because we're deciding against ourselves. You know, and by the time we've reached adulthood, what's enabled us to get this far, and because it's very difficult living in this world, what's enabled us to get this far is that we've mastered the techniques of specialness. We've mastered how to cope with our hate so we don't walk around shooting everybody, even though we might like to. We've mastered the art of seduction and manipulation so we get people to do what we want them to do. We kind of more or less know how to get people to like us and approve of us. We find allies when we're really angry at someone so we don't feel quite so alone, and we find ways of justifying our hate. And we all kind of learn to survive as creatures of specialness and without even knowing that we've done that. So when in the course Jesus goes on and on about it, we kind of attempt to say, well, he's not talking about me. You know, I don't want to push my brother over a precipice. I don't have hands dripping with blood. I don't hate. I don't want to kill. You know, I really want to forgive. I want to return home. And so we're not aware that he's really talking about us, all of us, because we're all in the same boat. And just being aware of that is what helps us eventually get beyond it. But I think inherent in all that is that it is very tempting, especially when you understand what this course is teaching, it's very tempting to come down hard on yourself when you don't practice it. So you're aware, you know, I really should let go of this judgment. I should really let this go of this hate. But, you know, I find myself falling right back into it. I make judgments even without even knowing I'm doing it. And all of a sudden, a hateful word comes out of my mouth. And I didn't want that to happen, and it just did. And I wasn't even aware that it was until after it's done. And, you know, a person's lying on the floor in a bloody mess, and I'm the one who did it because of the terrible things I said. And I think that's when it's most important to learn to be gentle with oneself and forgiving and, above all, patient. You know, over the years, I've probably talked more about gentleness and patience, you know, two of the 10 characteristics of God's teachers than any other of the characteristics. And at times, what could make this much more painful for you as you spend many, many years on the course is you understand it more and more and more deeply and become painfully aware of how you don't practice it. And then comes the judgment, you know, the crucifixion of yourself. Well, I should be different. You know, I've been practicing this, doing this for 10, 15, 20 years. And, you know, and I understand all this. And I still find myself being critical, hating, judging, indulging my specialness, etc. And that's when it's important to really understand, which is why I prefaced today with this. It's really important to understand why this is so difficult, why we are so resistant to making the simple decision to give up judgment. And again, it's very important to be really respectful of your fear of letting go of yourself so that you could respect the decision you make to still hold on to it. Even though you're reading day in and day out, of course, that is telling you all the painful consequences of doing that, with which you agree. But it's very, very hard because this is our self that we're talking about, to let go of a self and a thought system of defense that has gotten us through life. You know, once again, it's extraordinarily difficult living here. You know, the body is extraordinarily complicated in terms of its needs, physical and psychological. And you're living with all these other people that are as hateful and murderous as you are, living in a society that does not care about its citizens, even though it pretends to, living in a world in which you could have a tornado at any moment, as has been happening in the Midwest, and destroy homes. You know, it's very difficult living here, and we all have gotten through. You know, we all learn how to cope. You know, we get through infancy, which is a miracle. You know, we get through birth, which is a miracle, and then infancy. You know, there's childhood and then adolescence, which is the worst time of all. You know, and we get through it all because we learn how to defend ourselves. But the very defenses that got us through life end up becoming the greatest impediment to life, you know, real life, because it becomes woven into our system. You know, it's an example I've used other times. It's like we put on a coat to kind of keep us warm, and then we never take it off. And after many years, you know, the coat kind of deteriorates into our skin, and it becomes our skin. And then if you want to take the coat off, it's like you're taking your skin off. Well, in a sense, that's what our defenses are like. That's what our specialness is like. It's like part of us thinks Jesus is asking us to take off our skin. You know? And it's very difficult. And if we're not honest with ourselves, we'll think we're doing it, which is even worse, because then this comes out of left field. This hate comes out of left field. The depression comes out of left field. The sickness comes out of left field. The anxiety comes out of nowhere. And we don't understand why. You will understand why if you understand, again, that we are creatures of duality, living in a dualistic world, in a body, and our very self is identified with that. And the process of disengaging from that separate self and engaging and identifying more and more with our right-minded self is a very time-consuming process. Doesn't have to be in reality, but it is because our fear is so great. We have to learn that we are losing nothing by giving up our specialness, by giving up our judgments, by giving up our hate. And it's very, very difficult.